We know not what lies in us till we seek. Men dive for pearls, they are not found on shore. The hillsides most unpromising and bleak do sometimes hide the ore. Go, dive in the vast ocean of thy mind, O man, far down below the noisy waves, down in the depths and silence, thou mayest find rare pearls and coral caves. Sink thou a shaft into the mine of thought. Be patient, like the seekers after gold. Under the rocks and rubbish lieth what may bring thee wealth untold. Reflected from the vastly infinite, however dulled by earth, each human mind holds somewhere gems of beauty and of light, which seeking thou shalt find.
Thank you. Thank you. 70s funk band Black Heat, urging us to love the life you live. First released on 1974's No Time to Burn album. The song reemerged on the soundtrack for the 2007 documentary from Dan Clores, Black Magic. Here on Deep Threes. KellerCon Berlin began our set with the title track To Little Things, which evolved into the luminous blue variable as calculated by Kevin Lyons for his set of invisible sounds and inaudible sights. Flowing into white mists over midnight waters, the first part by Ajna, the New York-based sound artist. Secrets read Hidden Gems by Ella Wheeler Wilcox, for the LibriVox Weekly Poetry Project, which led us to uncover parts 3 and 4, Pursuance and Psalm, of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, as performed by the Branford Marsalis Quartet for their homage to their influences, Footsteps of Our Fathers. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. I leave you now to pile on to Cumulus, one of Robert Carty's clouds. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the website, d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. A flock of gorgeous waterfowl flies above a marsh on the Texas coastline. Large and slender, they have bright pink bills and legs, chestnut necks and backs, and black underparts. Their wings flash boldly, black and white. And as they fly, they whistle. They're called black-bellied whistling ducks, and they're widespread in Central and South America. They've been easy to find in the U.S. along the western Gulf Coast and Florida, but they're also expanding northward. They've been spotted nesting as far north as Wisconsin. The black-bellied's one of 8 species of whistling ducks worldwide, in the tropics and subtropics. Whistling ducks are anything but typical ducks, to which they're only distantly related. Black-bellied whistling ducks are monogamous, and the male and female look alike. At roost during the day, whistling ducks will sometimes stand on tree branches, their long pink legs catching the sun. Late in the day, large flocks gather, then whistle their way overhead at sunset to nighttime feeding areas in fields or along the shore. A lovely and vibrant spectacle with unique sound effects. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz.